Good morning. It's 8 minutes after the hour and 72 degrees. Tom, Laura, Lubbock's First News, visiting on the phone now with Mary Jane Berkeley, Plains Cotton Growers. What are you doing this morning?
Well, just getting things done and already up and going, and so I know y'all are as well as you are every day.
Hey, listen, we were talking just a couple of moments ago, had some news on the bale forecast for the area producers.
We do. You know, this time of year, the National Agricultural Statistics Service puts out their very first estimate of what we're going to be looking at as far as production. And this year, of course, obviously no different. And, you know, this is the very first survey-based estimate of production and acres planted and harvested, but they are forecasting that we're going to harvest 4.4 million bales here on the High Plains, which would put it among one of the top crops ever. But, you know, there are a lot of folks, plain cotton growers included, that, you know, we think that number may be a little bit high based on what we're hearing out in the country. But, you know, if we could reach that 4.4, that would be fantastic.
What is the, do you off the top of your head know what the record year is as far as bales?
Well, I don't, but I do know that in 2010 we harvested more than 5 million bales, 5.2, I believe. And if that wasn't the top, then it was awfully close.
Right.
Wow, that's incredible, especially during a drought.
Well, and the thing is, when it comes to cotton, of course, obviously we've gotten a little bit more rain this year than we have in the last three. Thank goodness. Some places have probably gotten more this year already than they've gotten the entire last 3 years combined, but. But the key is timeliness of the rainfall. You know, we've always said, you know, it doesn't take just a whole lot of, you know, water, whether it's rainfall or irrigation or however, it doesn't take just a whole lot of water to grow a crop, but it's the timeliness of the rainfall that comes. And if it comes at just the right time during the development process, then you could definitely have good potential.
I know this last round of rain that we did get, I mean, that was just, like, right on the money, yes?
It was. I mean, it came at the perfect time for a lot of people. Now, the only thing to consider is that not everybody was able to take advantage of that rainfall. It didn't. It was very spotty, like a lot of our showers are. But overall, this year, 2014, is shaping up to be whatever you want to call normal, but a much more typical year when it comes to weather. The only thing is that a lot of this cotton is still late. It got off to a little bit of a slow start just because of the cooler temperatures and the rainfall that we had early on. But we're seeing a lot of it start to catch up. But the bottom line is, I mean, NAS can say 4.4 right now, but we've still got a lot of time between now and harvest. And we really need some good weather, some sunshine, you know, another rain here and there wouldn't hurt. We really need what we call an open fall to get this crop finished out.
Oh, I just had a question about, you know, we read articles occasionally about how our farmlands are shrinking because of development and people are selling their farmland to business developers. Do we see that same trend here on the South Plains?
Yes, and you can see it right here in Lubbock County. But you know what is really remarkable about Lubbock County is that if you look at the top 10 cotton-producing counties, within the last 10 years, almost every time you'll see Lubbock County in that top 10. So even though we have quite a bit of our county taken up by cities and, you know, by Lubbock and the surrounding communities, we've still got quite a bit of cotton acreage here. No doubt we're seeing development take out farmland, you know, especially on the southern side of town where Lubbock is growing quickly. But, in fact, I mean, I know of a cotton field that is going to be taken in by development just within the next, you know, year or so. And, a large scale though, we're still going to be able to preserve our farmland here, our cotton land and whatever else they choose to grow. Should be able to keep doing what we're doing.
All right, Mary Jane Berkeley, Plains Cotton Growers. We'll check back in with you in just a couple of minutes. Right now, it's 13 minutes after the hour. Good morning right now, 6:26 with Tom Collins and Laura Mack. Let's go back to the phone, visiting live with Mary Jane Berkeley from Plains Cotton Growers. Good morning, Mary Jane. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning. afternoon, and thank y'all for having us.
Hey, listen, let's talk about the cotton game real quick, because we got a deadline coming up here real quick, yes?
We do, definitely. The Celebrate Cotton Game is an opportunity for us to partner with Texas Tech Athletics, and we really thank the folks at Tech Athletics for doing this. But it's a way to celebrate and recognize the cotton industry. This is the third year we've done this, but of course, you know, we want as many people to be at the game as possible, and we know that season tickets have already sold out, and I know that the UT game is already sold out, and this is going to be on Saturday, September 13th. It's a 2:30 game. The opponent is Arkansas, and so it's going to be another huge game, and we have no doubt that it'll sell out as well. But for those who have an interest in the cotton industry and would like to go to the game and want to go ahead and get your tickets, you can actually go over to texastech.com/promo code and put in the word cotton, and that will open you up to a special block of tickets that Texas Tech Athletics has reserved for us. And so just urge you to go online and get your tickets there and come and enjoy the game.
All right. Now, exactly what is the day? Is that a day game or is that an evening game? It's a day game, yes?
It's a day game. It's a 2:30 start, so be able to come out all morning and tailgate, have a good time, and enjoy some of the things that are going to be going on beforehand. There's sponsors for this game, and each sponsor is going to have a little booth set up talking about, you know, who they are, what they do in the cotton industry, and then you'll have a chance to come get a complimentary T-shirt. Of course, those are first come, first serve.
Of course, they're 100% cotton, right?
Of course, they're 100% cotton. They better not be anything else.
All right.
But, yes, that's right.
Hey, Mary Jane, thanks for joining us. Listen, have a great day and hope you have a good weekend, okay?
Y'all too. Thanks again.